Last month, the federal government announced it will support and promote pooled registered pension plans. However, these will be private plans and not what most Canadians want. The Canadian Union of Public Employees and other unions are asking the federal government to instead expand the Canada Pension Plan to provide better income security for retired Canadians. Bob Ripley is the Pension and Benefits Officer of QP Local 500 in Winnipeg, and he joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you.
Although more than 60% of Canadians don't currently have a workplace pension plan, most Canadians aren't making contributions to an RRSP or any other private pension plan. Is there any reason they'd be more likely to contribute to this new pooled plan?
No, there's no indication that they could afford to contribute to this plan. As you said, only 26% of Canadians make contributions to RRSPs. There's $500 billion in unused contribution room for their RRSPs. So there's no indication that these pooled retirement funds will replace group RRSPs or RRSPs.
And if they did contribute, is it something that the federal government would be matching, or would there be more of a benefit for them?
Well, there's no obligation for employers can offer the pooled pension fund or plan, but there's no obligation for employers to even make contributions. So it's no different than an RRSP that people don't contribute to now. So labor can't figure out how they're going to expand pension coverage by doing this.
Who will benefit from the pooled plans?
Oh, the only people that will benefit are the banks, the mutual fund companies, and the insurance companies that have lobbied the federal government very hard to push these through, because management fees for mutual funds are 2.5% on average, where the CPP Investment Board costs 0.5% to invest. If you take somebody who's making, or if, say if you take $10,000 and invest it at 5% rate of return over 45 years at 0.5% management fees, you'll have $72,000 at the end. If you take that $10,000 at 5% rate of return compounded after 45 years with 2.5% management fees, that brings it down to $29,500. So these are very expensive ways of saving for retirement.
Unlike a pooled plan, the CPP provides workers with defined benefits. It's not defined contributions. You get a certain amount every month, which does give greater income security. And this is what QP is advocating for, and specifically doubling of CPP benefits. And according to the Canadian Labour Congress, 94% of Canadians support this. So if there is so much support, why isn't the federal government acting on expanding the CPP?
The federal government has come out and said that they don't believe Canadians want a tax increase at this point in time. But as you say, QP did a poll with PSAC last fall, and yes, 80% of Canadians support expanding the CPP. 93% of all workers are covered by the CPP. It's portable. It follows you from employer to employer. It's indexed to inflation. There's nothing but positive outcomes by increasing the CPP versus pooled registered pension plans.
And can the federal government afford to increase the CPP if it wanted to?
Well, there's no real cost to the federal government. It would be the working people and the employers that would bear the cost. The Canadian Labour Congress campaign is to increase contributions 6% over a 7-year period, which in the end will double the benefit after 35 years. So somebody who's 28 years old now, after contributing for 35 years or 37 years until they're 65 years old, would have approximately $10,000 for CPP, whereas if they doubled the benefit, that same person would have $21,000 and, you know, wouldn't have to live in poverty in their retirement.
There's been a lot of negative attention on the cost to governments of defined benefit pensions, especially for public sector workers. And these have been targeted in austerity budgets in other countries, like in England and Greece. What's the reality when people talk about these gold-plated pensions for public sector workers?
Well, public sector workers have paid for these pensions through deferred wages. They've taken less of a wage increase to have these defined benefit pension plans. And they're not gold-plated. QP members, the average QP member making $40,000 a year will have a pension of $18,000 a year when they go to retire. That, on top of the CPP that they will get, it gives them a decent retirement, but by no means is it gold-plated, and they're not going to be rich in retirement.
And it's interesting that these are, you know, often the target of criticism compared to executive retirement packages, which can be in the millions of the packages that some people do get.
Oh, yes. The industry did a literacy campaign, a financial literacy campaign, where the head of Sun Life was chairing these things across the country. And his pension is going to be in the millions. He just recently retired. His pensions will be in the millions. He'll make what a QP member makes a year in the first couple of days of retirement.
I've been speaking with Bob Ripley. He is the Pension and Benefits Officer of QP Local 500, and you're listening to Mud and Water, mudandwater.org on CKUW 95.9 FM.